How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So being a coach who serves service providers and other coaches and consultants, I see a lot of mistakes being made by these individuals when building, scaling their business, whether it be their offer itself, whether it be their marketing practices, whether it be their sales practices, you name it. So today I wanted to just quickly go through three common mistakes that I see coaches and service providers making that I want you to avoid. So without any further ado, let's dive into mistake number one. And that is that they are waiting for customers to come to them. And this is something that you see very often on people who market themselves on social media. And this is because simply they just don't talk about their product or service enough. And by not talking about their product or service, people don't know that they have a product or service to sell. So if they don't know they have a product or service to sell, then they're never going to approach them for it. And it may just be that they're scared to ask. When you're building an audience on social media, you are earning your right there to ask for something in return. You're providing value on a daily basis, assuming you create daily content. So every now and again, you do have the right to ask for something in return. People get really caught up about, oh, I can't ask for anything on social media. It's going to be awful because my followers will unfollow me because I'm asking for them for something rather than giving them value. It doesn't work like that. I'm sure you've heard of the Gary Vee philosophy, jab, 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 right hook. The jabs being the value you provide, the right hook being the ask. As long as there's more jabs than there are right hooks, you're good to go. You don't want to be asking them for something every single day and then not actually giving them anything. That's when you begin to mess up. That's what you don't want to do. You want to be providing them with more value than what you're actually asking for. Now, you can't be waiting for these customers to come to you, especially if it's a high ticket offer. It's very unlikely that someone's going to go to you and go, I hear you've got a $3,000 coaching offer. I'm going to buy it off of you today. You have to actively speak about that offer. You have to talk about the value it provides, the people you serve, the problems you solve, the results that you've actually helped people achieve. Because when you do that, people get intrigued and they think, oh, I've also got that problem. But that person's helped all of these people achieve the problem that I'm trying to solve. Why can't I do that as well? And that's when they'll come to you. Or you can grasp that problem out of them, or that pain point, you can talk to them and have a conversation with them, realize that they've got that problem, and then highlight that problem to them, and then display that you've got the solution to that problem. And that way you've now gone out to them. That's called outreach, believe it or not. And that's how you then get that lead onto a sales call and close them on a sales call. So don't wait for customers to come to you. You have to do the outreach yourself. Yes, it can get boring. Yes, it can get tedious. But it's the foundations of a successful business. You have to outreach. You have to have conversations if you want to book sales calls and sell a high ticket offer. Facts. Can't argue with me on that one. Now, mistake number two that I often see them making is that they price their offer to be the cheapest in the room because they think being the cheapest will attract the most customers. And this is the complete wrong way to be looking at things. Being the cheapest has never been associated with being the best. You don't go into Ferrari and expect a Ferrari to be the cheapest car in the showroom. Not going to happen. The Ferrari is the best, so it's going to be priced the highest. So if you're trying to sell something and say that it's got all of this value, you're selling it for $750, let's say it's a 6-month coaching program, people are going to look at that and go, okay, so this person's selling a coaching program for $750, but there's people out there selling their coaching programs for $2,500, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, some cases $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. This can't be that good. So it's often doing more damage than it is good, because yes, you may be cheaper and more affordable, but you're also damaging your reputation, because cheap doesn't necessarily mean good. And people will look at the face value of that and go, ah, this is going to be cheap for a reason. I'm not going to get much value from this. They'd actually prefer to invest a little bit more and get a better experience and pay a higher ticket price. And oftentimes, when you're competing based on price, especially in service-based businesses, let's say you're a social media manager, people will just compare you against other people that are also offering that price. And people who are also offering that price are likely to be selling based on features. And then they'll compare all the features of that product and go, okay, this person actually puts more hours in, or this person does more posts. And then you're competing based on features and price. And then you'll just get forced down and down and down until whoever's cheapest or whoever provides the most features. And it's just not a good way to go about business. Whereas with your high ticket offer, where you're selling something for $2,000, $2,500, $3,000 minimum, you're going to be selling based on a transformation. You're going to be selling based on results. And people will then value that transformation as to however much that transformation is worth to them. And if that transformation is worth more to them than the price you're charging, then they'd be stupid not to buy it. So that's how you then position your offer, to sell it more high ticket rather than selling based on the features. For example, my coaching program, I could say, yeah, it's 6 months, I do this, I do that, I do whatever. But if I sell based on the transformation I provide to people, I hit in on emotions. People want to have that transformation. They want to be able to sell a high ticket offer. They want to be able to build a personal brand. They want to know how to sell to that personal brand that they've built and the audience that they've built. They want to know how to leverage it. Because if we're now building this $2,000 offer together, $2,500 offer, $3,000 offer, and we're learning how to build a personal brand and attract a large audience and how to leverage that audience, how many people can you sell that offer that we've built together to? Let's say we've built a $2,500 offer together and you've built a big audience on social media and you've learned how to leverage that. That offer itself could be worth limitless amounts of money. It comes down to you at that point, to how often you reach out to people and start conversations and book sales calls. But essentially, I've taught you everything you need to know. You essentially only need to make one or two sales to make back your investment. Past that, you're making profit. You're well in the clear. So it's understanding that and knowing the value that the offer provides to what you can charge. And that's what you need to know as a coach or service provider. Now, the final mistake that I see them making is more associated around their content. And oftentimes, content can be a little bit all over the place when it comes to coaches and service providers. And then people forget that some people might not know what they actually sell in the first place. So yeah, you can create loads of viral content and you might gain a huge audience because of it. But followers doesn't always mean money if you don't know how to leverage it, or if you haven't built up an expertise and authority for a specific skill. People will only want to buy a specific program or offer from you if you've got authority in that skill that you're trying to sell it for. So if you've gone viral for something that's completely different to what you sell, people are going to get a little bit confused. So you'll attract a wrong audience that doesn't necessarily want to buy that offer. So as a high ticket coach or a high ticket consultant or service provider, your content needs to be specific to what you're trying to sell. Yeah, you can have all that lifestyle stuff in there as well to build authenticity, but the large majority of it needs to be focused towards what you're trying to sell, so you build up the expertise and authority for that skill that you're trying to sell. Because people aren't going to want to pay that high ticket price to somebody who hasn't necessarily proven that they've got the skills to provide the value that they're saying they're going to provide. So clarity with your content is really, really, really important in that aspect. So just be careful with the type of content you're creating. Don't sway away too much. It's okay to every now and again to build trust and authenticity, but try and keep it focused. Try and build up that authority for the expertise you want to build the expertise in. That way you attract the right audience, the right customers, and therefore you're far more likely to be able to leverage that audience and sell them that high ticket product. Simple. So those are the three mistakes I often see people making. There's tons of others. I can make so many episodes about this, but don't make those ones, please. Now, if you got any value at all from today's podcast episode and you want to receive even more value from me for free, there are two more things you can actually do. The first being downloading my free complete guide to success on Instagram ebook. It's 83 pages. It took me over a month to write, and it will probably be the best free resource you've downloaded in a long time, if not forever. So the link to that will be the first one in the show notes. And the next thing you need to do is go and apply to join the private social media marketing school Facebook group. It's exclusive. There are entry questions. I will only let people in that I feel as if can benefit the group and fit the needs of that group. But that's not to say you won't get let in, and no hard feelings if you don't. But inside that, I will do live Q&As every now and again. I might even release a podcast episode or two early in there. And there are free mini trainings and just extra value from me and other community members. So that will also be in the show notes. Two links. First one, the ebook. Second one, the Facebook group. So I hope you get value from the free ebook, and I hope to see you inside the Facebook group. Now, that does wrap up today's podcast episode. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I have mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.